All right, Phil Flynn, energy analyst, joins us here now. And we were just talking, Phil, lots of things are going up. I'm not going to ask you to explain why Botox and butt implants are going up, but I will ask you about gas prices. And so many of these other goods are on the rise. Like, what's going on here, my friend?
I'm glad we switched the subject because you guys were cracking me up. I was like, oh, my gosh. I have to go on the air. I'll just laugh the whole segment here. Speaking from a guy who's been sitting on his butt for the last, year here, not being able to get, but no, I'll tell you, it's probably incredible, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we are facing a summer of pain for gasoline prices. You know, the good old days of low gasoline prices are over, and just about, just amazing things, some good things, right? People are getting back on the road after being vaccinated, pent-up demand. But you also have a situation where you have a lack of drivers to move gasoline to the gas stations, not enough drivers, and you have a reduced refining capacity, which is creating the situation where gas prices are really screaming right now.
I'm just looking here at this cross, literally, while we're talking, $3.59, the cheapest gas you can get in Illinois right now. That's kind of crazy.
It is incredible. Obviously, Illinois is worse than other parts of the country, but you're seeing these prices go up around the country. The good news is you can pull up at a gas station in Chicago and still get gas. You know, we have had spot shortages of gasoline in places like Las Vegas and Florida, all the vacation hotspots, mainly because the demand's been going through the roof. And the refiners were not prepared for this big rebound in demand that we're seeing, and this is causing very tight supplies of gasoline and causing the prices to go up.
So bigger rebound than they thought. That's good news, right? Things are getting back, and people are getting back to work, and things are, getting somewhat back to quasi-normal again. But you mentioned something else. There's a demand for truckers right now. That's a job. They've got a lot of openings and not enough people to fill them.
That's absolutely correct, because what happened during the pandemic, a lot of these highly skilled drivers were laid off, right, because the demand wasn't there. And now that the demand is going back up, they want these guys to come back to work. And a lot of them are saying, hey, wait a second. You know, there's a lot of responsibility driving these gasoline tankers. I have to go through a lot of certification process. I have to spend a lot of hours at home. You know, there's a lot of competition. I can get a job driving a truck, in some other industry, make almost as much money, if not more, and have less responsibility. So that's going to drive up the cost of drivers, which eventually is going to be tacked on to your gallon of gasoline.
So it could be good news if you would like to do that job, because you can get a little more money to do that kind of thing. And it does seem like it sounds like skilled work to me, where you're pulling a tanker behind you. It doesn't seem like an easy thing to do.
No, you have to go through a lot of certification, testing, even terrorist back check, because that can be a very dangerous thing. You're driving a big weapon, right? The other thing, too, another reason why they're having a hard time attracting drivers, believe it or not, has been the extended unemployment benefits and as well as stimulus. And a lot of people are saying, hey, I'm not in a hurry to get back to work. I'm still getting checks from the government. A lot of these drivers are saying, it's a lot easier to stay at home and make a little bit of money and give up a little cash than it is to, get back behind that truck and drive from gas station to terminal.
Yeah. Can you speak at all, Phil? I know this isn't all entirely your area, but you're a well-read, very smart guy. And I just wonder, so many other things are kind of going up. We've talked about appliances and furniture before, and we've kind of dug into that. But you're seeing I'm just looking at a list here. Eggs up 7% year to year. Gas is way up 22%. You see bacon, bread, coffee, all these kinds of things that we use every day are way up. Is that also kind of similar reasons, or what do you make of that?
It is. It's kind of what I call the commodity super cycle. It's something I've written about before. And what happens is you get into a situation where you're used to low prices for a long period of time. And when prices are low, globally, the demand for commodities start to go through the roof. And what happened during COVID, you had a big shock to the system. Everybody stopped investing in commodities, assuming that prices were going to stay low forever. But then with the stimulus, it caused demand to go up, and so now we're behind the curve. You've got shortages of chips. You've got shortages of grains right now. You have shortages of a lot of commodities, and that's feeding into overall inflation. Some of this inflation, of course, has been caused by the central banks around the globe. You know, they stimulated the economy so much to stop it from collapsing, but when you do that, it creates this demand for these commodities, and it drives the prices up. And if you have more demand and the supply side doesn't keep up, you have problems, and that's what we're seeing across the spectrum right now.
Okay, should we be worried about inflation? What, speak to that for a moment. Why should we?
Anybody who has to fill up their gas tank is worried about inflation, right? So, you know, I do think you have to be worried about inflation. I mean, we're in a very inflationary environment. I mean, if you're building a house, the cost of lumber has gone up 300%, you know, in a year.
Crazy.
So if you want to build a house, that's inflation. The Federal Reserve says all of this stuff is transitory. It's going to work its way out. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Keep on moving. But in the short term, that might be not the answer that people want to hear, especially when they have to, you know, spend their paycheck to fill up their SUVs.
Yeah, I heard one analyst say, but an earthquake is also transitory, and when you run things hot, people can get burned. And so there's sort of that downside that I know everyone's keeping an eye on to see what's exactly the right decision.
That's a great analogy, great way to say it.
You can use that.
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, a few years ago, the Fed was worried about the opposite of disinflation, which is even worse. So I think that they tried to create inflation. But now I guess you're going to have to say you better be careful what you wish for, because it looks like they're going to get it in spades.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, just before I let you go, Phil, the CME closing its doors to all trading. I don't know what your experience is there. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. I started down on the trading floor in 1979, so there's a bit of a tear in my eye here. You know, this is... it's the end of an era. It really is. And it goes beyond just the trading floor. It's really a big part of the history of Chicago, the neighborhoods, you know, the kids that came down there and made a career, you know, fortunes down on the floor, and of course, lost fortunes on the floor. And you know, the story of the trading floor is really like a story of the city of Chicago, you know, the city of broad shoulders, you know, go in there, knock them down, free markets for free men. You know, it's kind of sad to see it go all computer, but, you know, that's progress, I guess. But, you know, great stories that aren't going to be told anymore.
Yeah, I was sorry to see that, too. I've heard so many stories from traders, and it just seems like that is quite a ride to be part of that experience. And you're right. It's links to Chicago and our history, too. So come on again another time, Phil, and we can talk about that. But thank you for your time today, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.